The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, November 26, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. In this time slot, joining us every Tuesday, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over there in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What is happening in your world, brother?
Man, it's snowing over here. There's white stuff on the ground.
No way.
I can't believe it. There's about 2-3 inches of snow on the ground over here. It's slushy. I wouldn't really want to be out driving in it, but it is snowing. It is official. It is snowing in Gaylord, Michigan.
Gaylord, Michigan. I love it. 2 days before Thanksgiving. Doesn't get any better than that.
Hey, you know, a little late than never. That's all right.
Yes. Well, it's a good sign compared to what we went through last year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a couple of people this week. I was out and about talking to some new advertisers and different people that are joining the radio family. And they said, we heard you talking with Ian on the radio about this new location. And he said... Well, two of them actually mentioned this to me, surprised that in this economic climate of this dealing with the state of Michigan and all the things happening with interest rates being up, pretty amazing that you're expanding at this time and expanding different lines and things that you're going to be doing with the Iron Pig mark, the trademark. Very impressed and said, what is it attributable to? And I said, well, of course, being on the radio station, advertising and people knowing about it, right? So it was kind of interesting. You actually, your expansion, growing the Iron Pig, actually helped me with a couple other potential advertisers. So I want to thank you for that.
That is fantastic. Well, let me tell you, you're not wrong when you say that. You were one of the first people on the radio that was out there promoting that the Iron Pig was open during the lockdowns. Remember, I mean, we have a shirt that's for sale on our website that says Trucker Randy sent me. Like that's you did obviously have an impact. And the real reason that we're able to make this move to a bigger venue to do things like launching a bourbon brand, which our buddy Tim was in Kentucky yesterday, or still is in Kentucky, but yesterday he's tasting our bourbon, picking out bottles, all that fun stuff. Really, really, the short answer to that question is, when you stand up for what you believe in, what your principles are, when one person stands up, it gives other people a voice also. Sure. And I feel like, of course, that wasn't my intention almost 4 years ago to the day that we stayed open. That certainly wasn't my intention then. My intention was to keep the bills paid, to keep money in our employees' pockets, and to keep our business open coming into the holidays after our legislature broke for vacation and did nothing for us. True. That really upset me. So what it comes down to is so many people believed in what we were doing, and the fight for, not our fight against, so many people have identified with that, especially in the last few years. They have come and supported us to the degree that we just have attracted so many like-minded people that we're able to do these sorts of things. Now, I have a whole bunch of stuff that I want to tell you guys about, but I just can't yet. I've leaked out a little bit about the bourbon and some of those other things that are coming soon. But we have a whole bunch of other stuff that's coming down the pipeline. And I'm so excited to tell you about. We're taking on new investments, new partnerships. It's incredible what standing on your principles will do. And the amazing patriots and people that attracted to that same thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We put the call out there that you were standing up to the tyrannical governor and the health department, and the Patriots responded, brother.
That's right.
Going to take a short break. Hold Ian Murphy over through the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Holding over is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. Hey, Ian, one of the things I wanted to ask you about the bourbon, did you guys have an opportunity to explore the possibility of having a cherry flavor added to the bourbon? Is that under consideration?
Absolutely it is, yes. Being good in Michigan, it only makes sense to try that out. And the bourbon is going to be the first in a series that we're coming out with as well.
Well, as a connoisseur of bourbons and also drinking like old fashions, Kentucky Derby, the mint juleps, I usually Maker's Mark, the bourbon that that we sometimes use when we do the Kentucky Derby mint juleps. Mm-hmm. That mint flavor also is another one to explore. Because it's very, very, very popular with the Kentucky Derby folks. But the cherry being that that's basically what you use to smoke the pork with, right?
Exactly.
And Michigan cherries. I mean, it all ties in. In my mind, it was like a no-brainer. It would absolutely be a phenomenal bourbon to come out with. And also, one of the things that you mentioned, the other products, the other lines and different things that are happening, we can't talk about all the things you're working on, you and Tim and others, but the point is this. Two people, when I mentioned Mark Farner, and I've reached out to him and working with his scheduler about potentially a concert at the new pavilion. Biggest thing that we're looking at, and this is something I know you're working on because you sent me the site plan. I forwarded it to an asphalt paving excavating company downstate. They're going to look at it and talk about possibly expanding a field office in Gaylord, maybe being able to help you with that project. But as you mentioned, snow's already starting to fly. So this is really a tough situation you're in, wanting to get the place open here soon for the winter, but at the same time having to deal with parking and paving and potentially pushing that off till spring, still being able to grade enough parking, you think, and maybe possibly putting some stone down. Is that still the plan?
We're still hoping to do that. I don't think that today's snow is going to stick around. I mean, it's just still so warm.
Sure.
Even though I would be perfectly okay with that, our new restaurant is directly across the street from one of the main arteries of a snowmobile trail.
Yes.
Right across from Otsego Lake there. So any snow that comes, we're eagerly anticipating tons of snowmobilers and side-by-siders. But there will be enough parking regardless. We've got a ton of property there. So it just, unfortunately, probably this winter, it's not going to be the most organized. That's really what it's going to come down to. So then once the snow breaks in the springtime, yeah, we'll be able to get going on the landscaping, new curbing, all kinds of stuff to really bring this property to the next level.
Excellent, excellent. Now, one other thing I did want to talk to you about is I've been following the lame duck session with the Democrats. As you very well know, the Republicans got the majority back in the House. Incoming mm-hmm. Speaker Matt Hall, he's laid out a $2.7 billion road funding project. The Democrats, the schools are fighting him on it. Dan Gilbert putting his hand out again for $250 million to renovate the Rensen down in Detroit. One of the things that I'm really getting a little ticked off about is this corporate welfare and these millionaires and these big, large General Motors corporations with all their profits. Why do they need to come to us, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan, with their handout for $250 million?
Well, you know, there's a thing called moral hazard. And I think we're at this point where it's sort of been business as usual to offer these kinds of taxpayer-paid incentives to these large corporations. We see it all the time with large stadiums. When they come into big cities and build stadiums, usually the taxpayers fund a large portion of, and or a tax abatement is offered to these corporations in lieu of projects, yada, yada.
Yeah.
It happens at every level. It happens here in downtown Gaylord. Sometimes they're good. A lot of times they're not great for the taxpayers. Our money is being invested into these projects, and a lot of times there's no guardrails. In my opinion, a lot of these things just need to stop. I understand the argument behind them, but at the end of the day, a big corporation like General Motors, Dan Gilbert, those guys, I've met Dan. I know some associates of his.
Sure.
Dan's a good guy, very smart guy, great businessman. He knows that he probably doesn't need this $250 million. But the fact is, they've done it time and time again. So why not go back to that well for that cheap financing, or for whatever it is that they're seeking? In this case, it's the $250 million to help tear down, what, three of the five towers and
yes.
redevelop it. You know,
yeah.
GM just moved out of that building. GM is divesting tons from Michigan right now. Why would we want to incentivize any of that? It just kind of boggles my mind, and I think we need to completely stop. You know, whether it's the MEDC that's handing out these funds, or whether it's directly involved with municipalities and townships and stuff like that, we need to just stop it.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that statement. You know, and the thing of it is, like I said, it's from the taxpayers of the entire state, and I'm sick and tired of all of our investment going into Detroit, which happens to be Democrat state representatives, state senators, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat. And I almost feel like it's a way for them to give them money. Then they turn around and donate to those very same Democrat candidates. It's in my opinion, it's a RICO violation. It's money laundering. If you stop and think about it, where the campaign finance monies come from, Dan Gilbert
right.
and his super PACs are number one donors to the Democrats.
Right, and I bet you there aren't a lot of people looking into those types of things, because how can it not be in some estimations, right? I mean, we're seeing it blatantly with Justice Kyra Bolden Harris and
yes.
the money, the 80-some thousand that she took from Benson
sure.
and then ruled in favor. Like, how is this? And I believe Patrick Kolbeck's lawsuit has been accepted, or they're actually looking into that whole thing right now. I believe that it totally is kickbacks. I mean, just how can it not be?
Exactly. Well, and the thing of it is about that case, Benson had a case right before the Michigan Supreme Court that they were getting ready to write an opinion on, vote on. And sure enough, who wrote the majority opinion?
Right.
Bolden, the person
right.
she gave the $85,000 to from her super PAC.
Who was an appointee, by the way.
Yes.
Never elected to that seat, was appointed. Well, I believe she won election this time, but her first
yeah.
go around, she was elected. Yeah, in my
yeah.
opinion, a DEI
appointed.
Hire,
yeah.
but whatever.
Yeah. One other thing I did want to ask you about, and this ties directly in with the Iron Pig in Northern Michigan, this tipped wage battle. Have we heard any updates on that?
You know, I had a lengthy conversation with Justin Barclay on his show down in Detroit yesterday morning about it. And it really seems like there's nothing that's going to be done in this lame duck. I hate saying that, and it really upsets me to say that. I believe there is a Senate bill co-sponsored by my senator, Michelle Hoytenga. I don't know that that's going to go anywhere. Basically, that language is just repealing the 2018 ballot initiative language that was then amended and changed, that the Supreme Court then ruled from the bench is overturned, and now we're getting this egregious law that takes effect February 21st, taking away the tipped wage and all this stuff. And then we have the paid sick leave, which affects every single business owner with one employee or more. It's just an atrocity what they're trying to do
yeah.
to small businesses, to tipped wages. My thing is, keep your damn hands out of my employees' pockets. My
yeah.
wife works in our business. She's a bartender here. That's her wages that you're messing with, too. And you need to stop it. And this goes out to every single legislator, Republican or Democrat, Because I'm going to tell you, they're both responsible for this, in my opinion, because the Republicans back in 2018 didn't have the gumption to actually fight this ballot initiative with the truth, which is the people that pushed this, Mothering Jones, the Fight for 15, these are all out-of-state organizations, basically from California, trying to Californicate Michigan is what they're doing. We're seeing it. We're seeing it. We've seen it the last 6 years plus. And this law directly impacts restaurants. 40% of us right now, as we sit here having this conversation, are not solvent. What do you think that's going to do to those 40%? They're going to run out of credit, man.
Yeah. Well, not only run out of credit, but basically, I think, put them out of business. This will be the final straw that breaks the camel's back. Like you say, they're so close to struggling to stay open, and then you dump this on them where they're having to pay paid sick leave, they're having to pay these higher wages. I think a lot of them will just say, that's it, we're done, we're out of here.
Yeah, you know, and let me tell you, it's a misnomer when you say pay higher wages, because for every dollar that the government is trying to put in their pockets, they're taking $1.50 to $1.75 out. So they're not raising wages. They're taking average wages of $45 to $65 an hour is what most bartenders and wait staff make. Not here, just here at the Iron Pig, across the board. Those are not my numbers. That's Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association numbers.
Sure.
Those people are taking a gigantic pay cut because out-of-state people believe that they're doing this great good by raising the minimum wage to $15, ultimately trying to get to $20, and removing the tip credit. Removing meritocracy from hospitality is one of the worst ideas ever conceived.
Absolutely. The better service you give, the better the tip is, and it's a win-win situation for everybody, but they don't understand that.
They don't understand that. They're not the most of these people are not in a small business, let alone are they from the hospitality industry, right? Our industry touches so many government agencies, it's insane. Mm-hmm. This is one of them, right? Now we're going to start a battle with the Labor Department. You're going to see it. You're going to see entrepreneurs coming up with clever ways to get around this wage law to keep their business afloat, right? That's necessity is the mother of all invention.
Yeah.
And that's what's coming, is a lot of these employees are going to get off payroll and they're going to become contractors. That's what I'm looking to do.
That's absolutely
what I'm going to try and do.
Well, independent contractors, where they basically are running their own small business inside of your business, in my opinion, makes total sense, because that then has them feel like they're vested in their own business within yours. You're providing them the factory, you're providing the environment, but basically they're creating their own book of customers that are coming in and asking for them. And I think it's I think actually it should have been that way all along, but maybe, like you say, this is going to force the issue and cause you guys to come up with innovative ways to get around it.
I can make that argument. It should have been this way to begin with. I mean, it's the barbershop model is the way that I pitch it, right?
Yes.
So, you know, Otsego County barber who's cuts my hair, I've had the same stylist for the last almost 10 years. She's moved around here, there, Walmart, wherever. This, I think, is the path forward. Now, of course, the Labor Department is going to try and challenge us on this, because ultimately, in my opinion, what they're really trying to do is they're trying to look virtuous by saying, look what we did so much for the working people. But really what it is it's a tax grab. They want to move all those cash tips over onto payroll to get those payroll taxes. Because as it stands right now, all tip employees, when they make cash, if they're not claiming at least 20%, you know, to their employer,
sure,
in order to make up for that tip wage credit, they're supposed to be claiming those cash wages that they take home. They're supposed to be claiming that on their tax forms.
Sure.
And I guarantee you, most of them don't, because they're cash. And that is the crux of this whole thing, is the IRS, when they say, well, let's tax billionaires. No. What they really want to do is they want to tax